Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. Stay tuned. International news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris. And good Tuesday morning, everyone. USDA is forecasting net farm income to be $128.2 billion in 2013. That would be an all-time nominal high and the highest since 1973 on an inflation-adjusted basis. Forecasters say they expect production to climb from last year, with volumes from larger harvests offsetting price declines. The USDA projections assume crop production will return to historic levels after last year's drought. The agency also expects a climb in the value of livestock, poultry, and dairy production, up 3.5% from 2012. USDA lowered its estimates for 2012 farm income by about 1% from its November outlook to $112.8 billion. The National Federation of Independent Businesses today says that small business owners are starting 2013 with low expectations for the economy and their companies. The group's Small Business Optimism Index rose 0.9% to 88.9 in January, but remains at a level that points to continuing pessimism among business owners. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 13,981. It's up 10.25 points. The NASDAQ, 3,191, is down almost 1 point. And the S&P 500 is at 1517, and it is up 0.25 point.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lunner.
Portions of the western Corn Belt will likely go without much precipitation during the course of this week. While we did see a blizzard over the weekend that produced significant amounts of precipitation in the upper portions of the Midwest from eastern South Dakota into Minnesota, this blizzard that occurred produced significant amounts of snow accumulations and has set the stage for significant runoff potentials as we move into the warmer days of late winter and early spring. However, with the ground being frozen and frost running rather deeply into the soil, there's a good chance that the moisture will not reach down into the subsoil. And for that reason, we're still concerned about ongoing dryness in a part of the northwesternmost sections of the Corn Belt. And in fact, most of the western Corn Belt in general, we really have not seen a lot of change in the soil situation in places like Iowa. Many areas in Nebraska are still very dry. Same thing's true in parts of Kansas and Missouri. Even though we've had some precipitation fall periodically so far this winter, the amounts so far have not done much to take care of the long-term moisture deficits in these areas. River and stream flows and water supply is still quite low. And although it was certainly welcome to have the significant snow event in the upper parts of the region, it's obvious that we still are a long way from ending the drought. The weather pattern over the next several days, in fact, the next week and a half to 2 weeks, will probably not change dramatically, and in the sense that we will continue to downplay opportunities for significant precipitation in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt. An exception may be in portions of Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, where there will be opportunities for snow periodically, but you get further south in the heart of Iowa, Nebraska, and the odds become much against any kind of a big storm system potential for those areas. The lowermost parts of the eastern Midwest will probably see the highest repetitive environment for precipitation to come and go across the region, and that will likely take place over this next 10 days. I don't think we're going to see much in the way of dryness in those areas. In fact, the further south you travel in the country, the greater the potential is that you're going to see more frequent precipitation. This is especially true for the Tennessee River Basin, portions of the Delta, and even the southeastern part of the country, at least for the majority of this first half of the week. And we'll likely see stormy weather come back to those very same areas as we move into the second half of next week. We're also watching the potential for some very cold air to work its way through the eastern part of the country as we move into the weekend and next week. Some of the computer forecast models had suggested before that there may be a risk to Florida citrus country as we move into next week. I personally think that the cold air will be moderated enough that we'll probably avoid a crop-damaging event, but we'll continue to monitor it rather closely. In the meantime, the part of the Midwest, like I said, we'll see some brief periods of light precipitation, but we don't expect to see much in the way of meaningful moisture for northern Illinois and portions of Iowa back into Nebraska. Even Kansas and Missouri won't see that much this coming week. The Ohio River Valley, though, will likely see a little snow event, perhaps a little bit of freezing rain developing as we move forward into the Tuesday and Wednesday time period. That disturbance is not likely to leave behind a tremendous amount of moisture, but there will be at least some accumulative snowfall across parts of the region and a little bit of ice accumulation. The system will be followed by relatively quiet weather and another chance for precipitation beginning to impact that same region sometime over the course of the Friday night into Saturday period. Temperatures across the region are going to be seasonable for the most part. We'll likely look for high temperatures here over the next day or two, running mostly 20s and 30s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, while 40s and 50s occur in the southeastern areas. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be 30s in the north, 40s in the south. We'll look for readings again like that on Wednesday and perhaps even on Thursday, but Thursday afternoon we'll see much colder conditions in the northwest part of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting on March 5th is sure to attract a crowd. We've got a great lineup of panels. We've got presentations on the changing southern U.S. farm landscape, projected land values in 2013, diversifying into livestock, and, of course, our popular marketing panels on soybeans, corn, and cash grain. Guarantee your seats by calling 217-333-7300. The cost is $25 and includes a Beef House continental breakfast and lunch. When you register with your major credit card, we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line. The number to call is 217-333-7300. And fair warning to you, less than 70 tickets remain. So if you've been thinking of going to this event, you may want to go ahead and make that phone call, 217-333-7300. Here are the electronic numbers from overnight in Kansas City. March wheat at 788 and a quarter's down a half. March wheat in Chicago at 738 and a half's down three. March corn, 698 and a half, down 3 3/4. July, 687 and 3/4, down 4 1/4. December, at 556 and a quarter, down 2 1/2. March soybeans, 1428 and a half, down 3. July, 1405 and a half, down 1 1/2. November, 1270, up 1 1/2. March soybean meal, 413.50, up 50. March soybean oil, 5106, down 18. February live cattle, 127, up 12 1/2. March feeders, 144.35, down 45. And February lean hogs are 87.20, and they are up 30. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Just off the numbers I read, you might think the market was quiet, but it was actually a little bit more active overnight.
Yeah, we were at one time down 6 to 8 on corn, and we went to the plus side. Just in the last half hour, we had the plus side in corn. Wheat, the same way, has been up 2 to 3 to down 4 to 5, and beans on their low down 4 to 5, but they were also on their high side, 12 higher than they are now.
So what are traders likely to be looking at today, then?
Well, originally they were kind of looking at, have we hit a low for a little bit? Are we going to be sideways? Or are we actually going to just keep on dropping like a rock like we have in the last week? And I don't know if anybody knows that yet, but a lot of people like to wait till the pit opens at 9:30 on options before they do a lot. But low prices last night came early, and then we went to the plus side, and we're back now almost everything lower.
You might think that given the dip that we've seen in soybeans over the last several sessions, that bargain hunters would be in the marketplace. It looks like they might have been a little bit today, but I guess isn't China still on its Lunar New Year?
China all this week's on its Lunar New Year, and that's probably one thing that's helping beans not be able to go up is they aren't buying anything because they're on vacation. The other is forecasts are still, some of them say Argentina and Brazil is going to get rains where they need it to make their crop bigger. But after dropping 80 to 90 cents in a week, you know, there were some bargain hunters out there that bought, and, you know, maybe they took 8 cents profit and got out. If you look at low to high, it's 10 to 12 cents.
So maybe perhaps corn and soybeans stabilizing at the lower end of its current trading range, but wheat seems like it still wants to fall further.
Yeah, wheat, there are people talking about selling July wheat at $7.50 and buying it back at $7. That's another 50 cents. And we've been to 53 today, but we're back at 47 at the moment.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current update on the marketplace for you. March wheat, Kansas City variety, 788 down 3/4. In Chicago, it's 737 and 3/4 down 3 3/4. March corn, 697 and 3/4 down 4 1/2. July, 686 and a half down 5 1/2. And December at 555 and a quarter down 3 1/2. March beans are 1427 down 4 1/2. In November, 1270 up 1 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.